Boys Pilot. Don't know how this game's going for you, but for me, not so good.
Well, watch this. I play this one here. Skip.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. No.
And then I play this final card. Blue reverse.
Oh, no.
Giuseppe, my friend, we are going to America.
Oh, man. Wait a second, you no good dirty cheat. You didn't say uno.
Oh, no. Now. Giuseppe, now.
Ah, no.
Pizza attack. Ah, no.
Hello and welcome to the podcast, Can We Add Arnie? This is the only podcast with the absolute ballsack to ask the question, can we add Arnie to any movie? So far, huge success rate. But joining me in this mission is one Corey Sutton. Hello.
Oh, hello there, Alan Oldworth.
Now, Corey, we've had a lot of fun with the podcast, getting a lot of great feedback, which we love to see.
We've had people messaging us about doing different movies as well, which is really great.
Mm-hmm. We actually got a Patreon subscriber as well. If you want to join that and throw us some money, we always appreciate that. We actually, we don't want to brag, but with this little media endeavor, we managed to hang out with some WWE wrestlers who pitched some ideas of our podcast that we could do for Can We Add Arnie?
We're pretty big deals now in the podcast world.
I mean, you're lucky we're even still doing it, to be honest, because we're pretty much peaked.
We have.
We spoke to a bunch of wrestlers, and, you know, if you want to check out that TikTok and the little video there, you can check it out on our socials. But today's is a recommendation from Seth freaking Rollins, who is at this current point in time the world heavyweight champion of WWE.
Yeah, he said to us, if there was any movie to add Arnie to, it would have to be Titanic.
Well, Seth freaking Rollins, this one's for you because we both watched Titanic. Long movie.
Arduous.
Very long. I didn't hate it.
I had intermission.
2 hours and 55 minutes for me.
I thought it was 3 hours and 14.
Well, it's weird because I've heard there's different cuts of it. I had the Disney Plus version, which was 2 hours 55.
I had the Disney Plus version. It was 3:14.
Did I watch the right movie?
That's it.
Your one starts with a dinosaur, right? And then it walks through the... Oh, no. I see what I've done. I watched Titans. Oh, no. Oh, no. What have I done? Oh, no. Oh, this makes so much sense. You're asking me about what Leo is. I'm like, I don't understand what their star signs are. I don't know. No, I watched the right one. Titanic. Was it really only? It was 3 hours 15. Well, it felt like 2 hours 55.
Yeah, you couldn't tell the difference, could you?
I really couldn't. Long movie. But you know what? I'm going to say it. Good movie.
It really stands the test of time. Maybe not so much the special effects at times.
Okay, yeah, it's a few moments. Yeah, sure.
But then again, I was like, it's 1997.
Yeah.
So what do I expect, really?
That's true. Something else that didn't stand the test of time is opening with submersibles hanging around the shipwreck.
Yeah.
I was like, but you know what? It's the only way we'll learn.
Ocean Gate.
The only way we'll learn.
Crushing a bunch of tourists in
Nope. I'm not making those jokes. Only because there was a kid in that submersible.
Oh, bleep that.
Yep. Okay. Now, the movie, of course, Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet, randomly Billy Zane is the bad guy, whose features pop the whole time.
They do, don't they?
He's a handsome dude.
They really
do. Like, I want to put that guy in a purple cat suit and make him the Phantom.
Kind of, I thought he was a bit of a budget Johnny Depp.
Was this because he was on a boat and he had one earring?
Yes.
And he kept drinking rum and going, what you bloody doing there? I'm like, okay, Alan Terrible. Johnny Depp, now we know.
Has anybody seen The Pearl?
Oh, see, that's way better. Now we know my limitations. Kathy Bates randomly in it as well.
Yeah, she kind of had a random role, really.
I liked it. I liked the random American popping up. It was kind of cool. It was like, oh, she's new money. I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Also, no, like everyone was, mostly Irish, but no one had Irish accents.
Yeah, I love that. They're like, where are you from? I'm from Ireland, can't you tell?
That's because the Titanic, literally the ship, was built in Ireland, right? Yeah, in Belfast.
Built in Ireland.
I don't want to brag, guys, but I read.
Oh, really?
I've read books.
I know the date, like the year 1912. Like, I know that, like, that's when it sunk, and that's about it. That's, like, all my details. I know I had four little thingies on top
chimneys.
Of the boat.
Chimneys. I believe they're called chimneys.
And they had chimney sweeps, they did. Dick Van Dyke.
Chim splat. That's the spin-off I'd like to see.
That is.
One of them was actually false.
Excuse me?
So in real life. So this is just a little bit.
You got some Titanic facts for me?
This is an insight into the psyche of me. When I was about 8 years old, I got obsessed with the Titanic.
Excellent.
And so my grandparents.
You didn't go on a submersible recently, did you?
Nah, mate.
Just checking.
Nah, mate. Built me own.
Oh, God.
Anyway, and so I was given a bunch of books about the Titanic, and I read heaps of them. And the only fact I can remember is that one, and they're not even called chimneys. There's a proper name for those big pipes on the top of the boat that exhaust.
Big giant cigarette things.
Yeah, this giant cigarettes with the camel on them.
Of course, yes.
One of them was actually just for show because they wanted symmetry, so it didn't spout anything out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Probably the one that fell on them in the film and crushed them
all. It really did fall and crush them all. In case you're unaware of the Titanic movie, spoiler alert, everyone dies.
Not everyone.
That's true. Not everyone.
Actually, do you have the official death toll? I was curious about that.
Okay, you weird motherfucker.
Just for personal
reasons.
Let me
just punch in the numbers. Yeah, a lot. Look, a lot of people died. It turns out that when you don't have enough lifeboats for people and a boat sinks, it's not a good thing.
And they didn't fill it properly either.
No.
The lifeboats.
No, they did not. Well, you didn't want the rich touching the poor, for God's sakes.
Can you imagine?
Rule I still stand by, to be honest.
Oh, that man in the lifeboat's a little dirty. I don't think I'll be getting in that.
I love how they kept making Rose's mum like just the absolute rich douchebag. At one point, she's like, oh, will we be mingling with the commoners? It's like, ease up, lady. You're poor. She admits they're poor. And she's like, keeping this facade.
That's what the film's really about. It's about rich and poor.
Oh, it's not about Leo and Rose?
No, it never was about that.
I mean, Jack and Rose? God, I mix up the names.
Jack and Diane, my favourite John Mellencamp song.
Here's a little ditty. Now, look, we can look about these characters and talk about these characters all day long, but we need to know where we could fit in Arnie. And I'm going to be honest, right at the start, baby, not right at the start, past the submersible part, but starting with the seeing the Titanic and everyone's boarding the Titanic and they're like, oh my goodness, it's the bloody Titanic. And we're like, we get it. It's a Titanic.
Yeah.
There's a card game going on. Now, Jack is playing cards. And he's with his Italian friend, who let's just call him Stereotype. He's playing against two other Swedish guys. Let's just call them Stereotypes.
Okay, so you've got one Italian, Babidi Boobidi.
Babidi Boobidi.
And you got a couple of Swedes.
Ikea. And so I say we swap out the Swedes and chuck in Arnie into that role. So Arnie's there and he's playing cards with Jack and it just starts off the beautiful scene. This is me shuffling, by the way.
Okay, you're shuffling cards.
Nine. So tell me your story, Irish man, without an Irish accent. What's your story?
Hey, I lost my accent a while ago.
Okay.
Because I traveled the world.
Oh, I heard that. Have you got beautiful pictures everywhere? I've been noticing them.
Yeah. I've been to Europe. I've been to America. I've been to, obviously, the UK.
Okay.
I'm trying to, you know, just... see the world, really.
Yeah, you'd probably want to, like, see on the Titanic or something if you wanted to go anywhere, right?
Oh, man, I hear the Titanic's leaving.
Well, I've got a card, and I've got my ticket right over here.
I bet you got tickets to the Titanic?
Oh, you better believe it. I bet you'd want to go on this boat and win this ticket from me.
Well, how about, you know, we make this wager interesting while we play some poker? What do you reckon, Giuseppe? Hey, I love the Titanic. I love to go to America, open a pizzeria. Hey, give me a good pizzeria. Make your calzone authentic New York pizza.
I like this guy. He's a good guy. All right, well, the game is Uno. Are you ready to play?
Okay, here we go. Skip.
Ooh. Draw two.
Draw four.
Damn it! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, this is the toughest game I've ever played in my life. I see you know what you're doing. Okay, well, let's keep talking about your story.
See,
while
on
we
the mean
play.
Streets in Ireland, we played Uno all the time.
I can see that. You're very good at this game.
Yeah, it was.
Reverse!
Reverse again.
Ah, he's good. Damn it.
Change color.
Oh, no.
Wild
oh,
card.
I don't have any yellows. Damn it.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, about after this, we go get ourselves a couple of pizzas.
Okay,
eh?
You need to shut the hell up. I'm playing a game over here and I'm losing badly, all right?
Is this because I'm Italian?
Yeah, of course it is. Shut up.
A little bit sensitive because we're beating him at Uno because we're going to win
this
tickets to get in the
game.
Titanic.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm holding 24 cards right now and you're down to two. So I don't know how this game's going for you, but for me, not so good.
Well, watch this. I play this one here. Skip.
Oh, no. No.
And then I play this final card. Blue reverse.
Oh, no!
Giuseppe, my friend, we are going to America!
Oh, man! Wait a second. Wait a second, you no good dirty cheat. You didn't say Uno.
Oh, no. Now, I think you need to...
You didn't say Uno!
Giuseppe, now!
Ah, no!
Pizza attack! Ah, no. Hoo-yah!
I see that running perfectly. And then he gets on the boat and, you know, he bumps into the other Swedish guys, but they're now Arnie guys anyway. And they're like, what happened to Arnie? It's the perfect sort of plan. I almost feel bad that Italian guy dies from a giant steeple thing falling on top of him.
I like to think that in like, what would it be? Like a 3 months time? How long's the voyage?
I have no idea.
and he would find out that he dodged a massive bullet.
Oh, the Swedish. Oh, you saw Arnie sitting there, like, reading the paper?
Can you believe this?
Oh, my God. Hey, remember when you were angry at me about betting the tickets in that game of Uno we played?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, look at this news. Italian man crashed with staple.
Oh, that's so bad.
I don't know why it has that particular detail, but I didn't like that guy anyway.
The pizza guy.
I remember.
Yeah.
Remember how he cheated? He didn't say Uno.
He did.
You've got to say Uno.
Mm.
It's the one rule.
What the bastard, though?
It's why I never play it ever again. Now go fish.
I think it's a perfect story. I think that doesn't feel like wedging him in their heart at all.
I like to then also think maybe in 50 years' time they participate in some other tragic event and fate does eventually catch up with them.
Okay, we're here at the airport. I'll play a game with you right now. We're going to play solitaire. Winner gets my tickets to New York City on this wonderful day of the 11th of September. Nothing bad going to happen today. Hey, nothing bad. Other characters, let's talk about them. The captain. You like
now,
the captain?
I would love to analyze the captain because I think in terms of having a role of significant power,
mm-hmm.
you always think about the captain.
That's so true.
And I think, why would we not consider making Arnie the captain in the first place?
Absolutely.
So it's his final voyage, yeah? Is that what they're insinuating?
Well, they kind of set it up like it's almost like Lethal Weapon style, where it's just like, this is your last voyage. He's like, I'm getting too old for this shit. It's just like, you want to go out with a bang? Wouldn't it be cool to rock up a day earlier? And he's like, well, that means I can start my retirement early at the ripe old age of 48.
Wow, must be nice.
Must be very nice. But he is captain of the Titanic, so I get it. But also, he's captain of the Titanic for one voyage. Was that the story? I want a guy that's sticking around a little bit longer than that.
I don't know why. Maybe he was like a notable captain or something like that.
And they thought just for the press, it's good to get like a big name.
Get beardy face.
Because I'm imagining like the interview process and like, so I'm doing, okay. All right, come in. We're just, we're just organizing.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, sorry.
It's me, Captain Edward James Smith.
One moment, sir. Sorry about that.
I thought the waiter for
a
moment.
No, sir. Sorry. It's just, I don't know if you can understand my thick Irish accent because we're all Irish here, by the way.
Oh, very good. Where are you from, Belfast?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. My whole family's from there. We have about 17 generations.
I'm also, in a weird way, Irish, even though my name is Edward James Smith.
And I could hear that. Yeah. I knew there was something I like about you. Now, I'm just over here getting the role sorted for the Titanic, biggest boat in the world, can't be sunk, as they say. It practically drives itself, captains.
Does it?
Well, almost. You'll
still
have to.
That's going to make my job very easy.
Oh, it absolutely will.
Very easy. What does it pay? You know, it's all about the money.
It pays okay. The pay's fine. Okay. Don't worry about the pay. Name me a number.
I want
Harbert.
Wow, this is not going
at
good.
Four.
Okay.
Carry the one.
I got done that.
Harbert again.
We didn't learn maths in Ireland.
And that's how we got you. All right. Okay. So you just get you to sign this contract. Now, what are you looking out of this job today? Because we're looking for a captain that's willing to stay around for quite a while. Obviously, this boat's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Okay, so.
Certainly not just one voyage. Am I right, guys?
Why are you looking at all these other suits and laughing? It's a very unfunny moment in the conversation.
You had to be there.
I am here.
You had to be there. We're looking for a captain that's going to be there for quite a bit.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm 48 years old. I'm looking at getting out of the captain game.
Okay. Just writing this down.
So I'm using this as an opportunity as a very good captain to captain this boat, the Titanic, across the Atlantic. Go to America, settle there. I hear the West Coast of America has a good show business scene.
Oh, you're interested in show business?
A very interested in show business.
We'll be planning to do shows in the boat.
Do you think I could do a couple of shows on the boat as well, like a Guys and Dolls kind of thing?
Absolutely. Like I said.
Maybe some Macbeth, some Shakespeare.
Yeah. Like I said, this boat practically
is this a dagger
itself.
I see before me?
Oh, that's beautiful. How are you with taking orders from people who don't really have any power on the boat, but they're going to push the boat to go faster than it usually should
go? What do you mean? I'm in charge of the boat. It's my boat.
Yeah. It's just we're going to probably have the dad from Jumanji on the boat.
Dad from Jumanji?
I don't know his actual name, but he's going to be there and he's got some kind of role. I'm not exactly sure what.
Okay.
How do you go in situations like that? Let's role play it.
Okay. So you're the dad from Jumanji now.
I'm the dad from Jumanji. That's right. Yes.
Okay, go.
Hey, can you push the boat faster? It'd be good to get there a day early.
Nine!
Ooh, that's good stuff. But wouldn't it be good? I'm still in the character, by the way. Wouldn't it be good to get there early so you can retire early? How does that sound, Mr. Smith? Captain Smith, sorry.
Less of a nine.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. I do like early retirement. It means I can get to California earlier. I can get a head start on my show business.
I'm writing this all down.
I think even maybe I do have a potential to go into politics.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, California needs a leader at some point.
So you want to act. You want to do politics.
Yeah. I'm done with the shipping game.
Yeah. Who the hell would be able to pull that off?
Only one man.
And who's that?
Captain Edward James Smith.
Okay.
Me.
Or the dad from Jumanji. All right. Well, anyway, sign this. We'll have you on board.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it should be great. And just quick one, probably not even worth mentioning.
Yeah.
Avoid icebergs if you can.
What do you mean?
Just avoid them. Just avoid them. The dad from Alias was speaking to me earlier, who made the ship, and he said that, like, basically, like, although it's unsinkable,
yeah,
don't hit icebergs.
Okay.
I think that's a fair.
Can I hit some things?
Oh, hit whatever else you like. Birds, dolphins, ducks.
Okay,
you know.
So wildlife.
Oh,
you want to hit the wildlife?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Go for your life.
Could I club a seal? Could we put it over and I club a seal?
As long as it's not an iceberg, it's fine with me.
I'm just wondering, when do I get to club my seals?
You do whatever you got to do. All right, well, we're going to deal.
I think the captain's a pretty good idea.
I don't hate it. Doesn't feel like too much of a stretch. Another role I want to potentially throw you away. It's a bit of a random one, but I like the idea of it. Arnie is the actual iceberg.
Oh,
it's pretty powerful.
Because it's like a villain in a way.
In a way.
The main antagonist, the whole film, like they spend 140 minutes sinking.
Really?
Yeah, I looked at it.
It only felt like 130 to me. I swear I watched a different version.
Probably because you watched the shorter version. I must have watched like the director's cut and you must have watched the cinematic cut.
Yeah,
where they were
the whole 15 minutes. Jeez, I suffered.
The studio producer's like, well, it's a little long, James. Is there any chance we can, you know, it's 3:15.
Yeah.
Can we get, you know, under the three?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, well, I guess I could just cut out all the rising water in the boat.
Okay. What is it going to come down to if we do that?
That's an easy hour gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is sorted.
All right, cool. I'm still going to leave the guy that falls into the propeller for some random reason and the dead woman holding a dead baby. Oh, cool. That's not going to mess people up, James. Yeah, no problem at all. I'm happy to do it anytime.
Great.
Uh-huh. So Arnie is the iceberg. Imagine the moment where they see the iceberg ahead and you just can hear it faintly. Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Is that an iceberg talking to us?
Yeah, it is.
I'm really trying to discover my Irish accent as I go.
I can't move. I'm a giant iceberg.
So you can't move?
No.
But we're coming to you.
Yeah, I can see that.
Are you okay?
I'm just trying to warn you. Now would be a very good time to do some evasive maneuvers.
Evasive maneuvers?
Like slight left, ideally strong left.
So in nautical terms?
Port side. I think. I don't know them.
This guy knows what he's talking about.
Wait, is it my port side or my starboard? I also have a message for you. Your boat is not completely unsinkable.
You got a sneaking suspicion that we're unsinkable.
Yeah.
Going to sink down to the bottom
of
the South Atlantic or the North Atlantic. Probably somewhere in the Atlantic.
Definitely Atlantic. Yeah, you should have probably avoided. Are you turning left? Is anyone listening to me?
Well, we're working on it. Uh-huh. I just got a couple more questions to make sure you're a legitimate iceberg.
I just feel you should be focusing on the left right now.
If I believed every talking iceberg, I'd be here all day.
I can understand that. We're not honest most of the time.
And the captain would be pretty peeved.
Yeah, no.
I just got to do a couple of qualifying questions.
Ask your questions.
Okay, number one. How long have you been an iceberg for?
Oh, my whole life.
Okay, number two.
Yep.
Was your daddy an iceberg?
Absolutely.
And your mama?
I'd never met her.
Okay. Did your mama walk out on you?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so you're a bit of...
I remember her saying to me, "Ice to meet you," and then she left.
It's very funny.
No, I did. Oh, I just got it.
Yes, it's a funny joke. And us Irish, we get jokes.
Yeah,
we've also kind of been abandoned by parents in the past.
Well,
as
that's why I thought I could relate to you. So maybe left turn now or something. I don't know.
I'm not finished yet.
Okay.
How about I get the captain to come up the crow's nest?
Okay, get the captain.
Hey, captain. Captain. Okay. Captain Edward James Smith. This is Captain Edward James Smith.
You sound like you've been drinking.
I've had a little bit of a drink.
Okay, it is cold. I get it. Just quick one. Turn left already.
I probably need to raise the alarm.
You probably should raise the alarm.
I got some friends.
Okay.
They're in Gondor.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you're the same guy that was in the Gondor thing.
You know what I'm going to do?
Yep.
I'm going to light these beacons on the Titanic.
Are you going to call for aid?
I'm probably going to call for some aid.
You should call someone's aid.
So you just wait right here.
Well, I'm not very good at waiting.
I got a mate in Gondor.
The boat's moving awfully
fast.
Let me just see. Well, how long you got? Wait, the boat's there and I'm here.
Okay, I'll start the fire now.
Okay, you there start the fire.
The beacon's been lit and we'll see what happens.
Meanwhile, in Gondor.
Aragorn! The beacons! The beacons on the Titanic have been lit! The Titanic calls for aid!
And Rohan will answer.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. So I think Arnie is the iceberg. I mean, it's an option. All I'm saying is it's an option. It might add a few more minutes in the movie, but we don't want to do that by any means. I mean, Billy Zane is Arnie?
Bit of a villain, bit of a prick. It's a weird choice for an Arnie role.
It is. I don't think I want to see it. I don't mind him as the rich tycoon lady. What's her name? Kathy Bates.
We'll sit on a boat.
Artist one and hit some aisle. But I can't see Arnie doing that, actually.
What about, I mean, it's very plausible that he is the main role of Jack Dawson.
Now we're talking.
The non-Irish guy.
Accents don't matter.
But he's Irish.
The accents don't matter. That's one thing we've learned from this movie.
He's free-spirited.
Arnie could do that.
He's an artist.
That's true. He's a thief.
He's poor.
Very poor.
What if you're Arnie?
Yep.
I'm Rose.
Okay. And we are in a car? Because I don't know about this scene.
We could do the car. We could do the door.
We could do the door. We could do... you know what? I don't really want to do the car with you.
I feel like maybe we should leave the car.
I feel like I'm worried I might fall in love with you. We've done a scene similar in the past, and I'm going to be honest, I couldn't look at you in the eyes for 3 weeks after.
Maybe the door.
Let's do the door. Okay. Hey, Rose, want to get into this car with me? I mean, sorry, I'm so sorry. What have I done?
No, I told you no. I don't want to get in the car with you. The ship's sinking. We need to get out of here.
Okay, but first I just want to thank you for letting me draw your naked body. Adding it to the collection of all the other naked bodies I've drawn to show you that I love you.
More of me?
No.
More of other people on the boat?
Yeah, a little bit.
What do you mean?
Well, when my bunkmate was asleep, my Italian friend, I drew him naked.
That was what you were doing?
Yeah, I told you. That's why I got you to stay still.
But you were lied to me.
I never loved him.
I was asleeping.
I know. I never loved him, Rose. I want you to know that. Get out of here, whatever your name is. Italian stereotype.
Giuseppe! You don't even know my name. This is why I go to America.
All right. Goodbye.
Jack Dawson, you have no place at my pizzeria in America anymore. There are no calzone for you.
That is the most insulting thing an Italian man can tell you, Rose. Let me tell you that much.
Arrivederci.
Oh! Too real.
Wow, he sounded really emotional and passionate. You have such a connection.
I got to be honest. I drew his hands bigger than usual as a prank. It hurt his feelings.
Oh, that's
but Rose,
yeah.
Let me assure you, there's only one thing of yours that I drew a little bit bigger than usual. And that was that giant diamond around your neck.
You mean this diamond?
Yeah, holy moly, that's a big diamond. Now, Rose, we got to get out of here. The ship is sinking. What are we going to do?
Well, you can't cuff to this pipe at the moment.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Should I get this axe?
Damn you, Billy Zane. Damn you to hell. Yes.
I'm going to close my eyes.
You've got to hurry up. This water is very cold. It's rising.
I know. I just...
Don't close your eyes. You need to focus.
I just can't look.
You know what? I just realized. I'm very muscly. Let me just... I just smashed them with my bare hands.
Oh, my.
All the strength came from drawing so much. It makes your strength very strong.
Okay, let's get out of here.
All right, let's get out of here. Come on. What's with all the other poor people? Oh, no. The water's up to my knees. I hate the water. It's so cold. I don't like this. Rose, help me.
You're meant to be the strong one in this
relationship. I know, but it's so cold. It makes my toesy all wet. I don't like it.
Meanwhile, at the stern.
I like how they kept sneaking that song into it constantly as well.
Yeah,
like all
different
versions. Like a really Irish version at one point as well at the start.
Hey, Rose, are you hanging on?
Oh, I'm hanging on. We're at the stern of the boat now.
Yeah, I'm looking down. I see the things falling down, and then we're trying to get up, and it's falling down. Rose.
Yes, Jack.
When the boat falls down, we need to swim. Don't look down.
We need
just
a plan,
keep swimming.
Yeah, we need a plan.
That's my plan, is to swim.
Oh, because of the suction. Is that what you mean? The suction of the boat?
Don't tease me with the good time rules. This is not the place.
No, I'm
We've got to keep up, all right?
I'm talking physics. I was talking to Mr.
I don't understand physics.
The guy who built this thing, and he said when it goes down,
okay,
we have to be careful.
Is that the dad from Alias?
I think it was the dad from Alias.
You can't trust him at all.
He was also in Downton Abbey, pretty sure.
I'm not aware of that one, but definitely Alias. He was the dad. Definitely that one.
He said that as the boat sinks, we need to swim up so we don't get pulled down by the suction of the boat.
Okay.
So
all
we'll
right.
Do that.
Yes. Okay. All right, here we go.
Three,
it's two,
one.
Oh, Jesus, cold. It's like an ice bath for my veins.
That's a good recovery, though.
Oh, it feels good on my skin.
You were pumping iron earlier on in the boiler room. I saw you with all the other muscly men.
Thank you very much.
It was a great. Let's flashback there now.
Okay, let's go. Hey, boys. This is how you do it.
Hello, Jack.
Oh,
welcome to the boiler room.
Hey, thanks for letting me pump all this iron while I'm down here. It feels good.
This is what we do down here. Yeah, we work out, we play hard, we pump iron, we pump coal.
Absolutely. What the coal or shale? Let's do it.
Now, what you do, you want to build broad shoulders.
Uh-huh.
You want to be on the world scene. You want to win awards for having the best body in Ireland.
Absolutely.
You need to shovel some coal into these boilers.
This feels like a trick.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
it's always a trick and it's addictive.
Well, you know what? Luckily, I'm going to save some woman's life and end up on the boat with her, and hopefully nothing bad happens, okay?
Mate, this boat ain't going down. Now, if you come with me, this boiler here, it doesn't actually work. That's because this is actually connected to the chimney that's fake up there. You ever know that about this boat? One of them chimneys up there is fake.
What an amazing fun fact for a recall. I had no idea.
Yeah,
and I'm going to get going through this door right here. Ooh, this door is...
Don't go through there. That's where all the Irishmen are having their jig, little jig dancing for the poor people.
No, you don't want to
say, watch me open this. Shut that door.
Okay. All right. Well, I might go through. I might take this door with me. I might need it later, okay?
Okay.
Okay. We're back. Hey, Rose.
Over here, there's a door.
Yeah, I prepared this one earlier just in case.
You prepared this door?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where did you find this door?
I was attached to something. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Okay,
now, so Rose.
I'm going to get on.
You get on the door. I'm protecting you.
Oh.
Here you go.
Okay.
Wow, this door's a lot bigger than I expected.
No, no, don't get on. You're pretty heavy.
No, I think there's room for both if you wanted to.
No, no, no.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
It feels like the
Didn't you mention earlier that you were working out?
Yeah.
And you probably put on some weight with all the protein powder.
Yeah, but not that much weight. I feel like if we could, maybe if you put me half out, half in, I could keep alive from the top part. Okay, it's fine. It's fine. I'm getting pretty cold, if I'm being honest with you, Rose.
Well, we are in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, but maybe
winter.
If I was out of the door, and I was out of the water, on the door.
You want to be on the door?
Well, I just think, you know, it'd be nice if I could. Maybe we could share
I mean,
half
I love
half.
You, but I only really kind of, you know, we met like a...
Like a 2 days ago,
two
I'm
days
aware.
Ago.
Yeah.
I know Billy Zane a lot longer than you.
Yeah, but he's a bit of a dick.
Yeah, but he's rich.
He is rich. You got me there.
Yeah.
Okay, Rose. Well,
oh my gosh, is that a little dolphin?
It sounds like it's diseased quite a bit and not doing so well.
Oh, there's the captain. I'm going to club that dolphin good.
Oh, what a happy ending. What a beautiful story. Well, Rose.
Don't let go.
It's time for me to go.
No.
No. But as you can tell, unlike every other dead body that will be floating because of my sheer enormity of my muscle, I'm going to sink.
Don't sink.
See you later.
No.
No.
Wow. He has really large lung capacity to fill up that much water. Oh, I wish he'd die soon. Okay, I think it stopped.
Oh my God, it's very cold down there. Just a quick point. While I was almost dying there, I remembered you should probably grab the whistle.
Jack. Oh, don't. That's
you should
just,
probably
that's,
grab the whistle from the guy.
The whistle.
Yeah, you need that for the.
Oh, that was close. I don't think you realized I was on. I brought someone else up on the door. Okay. I think he's dead now. I think he's gone. Hold on, let me just hold him down to make sure.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, in present day, on the modern boat.
And that's how I survived the wreck of the Titanic.
Jeez, lady, that was a really, really long story. That went for at least 2 hours 55 to around 3 hours and 15 minutes. Jesus.
Yes, and I loved that man.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. Why am I here?
Well, because we're trying to find this big, expensive necklace, and we're wondering if you had any idea where it was.
Oh, you mean this one?
Oh, yes.
I was going to send this back into the ocean.
No, don't do that.
It's the heart of the sea, you see. It belongs with a Jack.
Counteroffer.
Okay.
You pretend you throw into the sea, and you give it to us, and we sell it, and we all become wealthy.
I don't have much time to live.
How about a game of Uno?
Oh, now we're talking.
All right, here we go.
Reverse.
Ah, shit. I've got 24 cards again. How did all this happen?
Block. Sorry, I'm a little hard of hearing.
No, I was waiting for you to play. This has been staying a really long time. All right, well, you won.
I'm a little bored of this. I'm just going to throw this.
No! son of a...
Klopp.
Oh, man.
Well, there you go. I think we've answered it successfully. We can add Arnie to Titanic.
We certainly can. Mm. That was the most longest role-playing I think we've ever done.
I'm still in character.
Oh, you are?
Listen. No. Hey, if you enjoyed the podcast, give us a like on our socials and throw us some cash on Patreon. We're getting around all that. Give you some exclusives, maybe a little bit of this behind the scenes, but also some of the videos as well of us doing these silly shenanigans.
We're silly boys.
Silly boys. So if you want to grade around it, that's the way to do that.
But really, it is you guys that make this. We would love...
Oh, no. It's Ethan from Noise Pilot makes this. Yeah. Yeah, he's the one that makes... Don't give credit, people. They didn't do anything.
You guys didn't do anything except click a button.
I'm going to be honest. We do this in spite of you. Okay, that's not the way to win them.
Really grateful that you pressed that
button.
We're
really grateful, but we're so grateful. We're so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Much obliged.